You know when your computer starts lagging?
Yeah.
Because, like, you have 50 browser tabs open, and your instinct is to just keep clicking, trying to force it to work.
Oh, yeah. And then the whole system just completely freezes up on you. You
Exactly.
literally have to stop, restart, and close some tabs to free up the RAM or, absolutely nothing processes.
Right. Well, welcome to the deep dive. I
That's
mean,
right.
today we're actually taking that exact concept, clearing out the cognitive RAM, and applying it to day 7 of week 13.
Such an important day.
It really is. We are looking at law 13, which is live life primarily in your circles of control and influence. Everything else is only for awareness. So today's mission isn't to cram more data into your system. It's to pause, reflect, and consolidate the week's cognitive shifts.
And as a neuroscientist, I have to say that consolidation is just biologically crucial.
Because the brain needs a break.
Well, more than a break. If you don't deliberately pause, your brain literally cannot permanently store the new neural pathways you built over the last 6 days.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so the most effective way to anchor those connections is to select just a few vital pieces of data to carry forward into your long-term memory.
Right, which brings us to the reflection work you were doing today, which is choosing your favorite mental code, distill point, end quote, for your long-term code list. And we actually did this alongside you this week.
We did. So, what did you end up picking?
Okay, so for my code, I picked refuse to waste time on things I cannot change and return focus to what I can do.
Oh, that's a really solid one. What about the quote?
I paired it with that famous Marcus Aurelius quote, the one that goes, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength."
I love that one.
It's great, but I mean, I struggled with this a bit.
Really? How so?
Well, as a psychology professor, I know we supposedly only have power over our minds, but why does my brain obsess over what my boss thinks of me or like what the news is saying? It feels like a massive evolutionary glitch draining my cognitive bandwidth.
Oh, I totally get that, but it's actually not a glitch at all. It is just your amygdala, your brain's primary threat detection system doing its job.
Wait, really? By obsessing over the news?
Yeah. It treats an unpredictable boss or bad news the exact same way our ancestors treated a rustling bush on the savanna. It just assumes there's a tiger in it.
Oh, wow.
So you obsess over the unknown, gathering intel, because your brain honestly thinks it's keeping you safe.
So by focusing on things completely outside my control, I'm essentially hunting for tigers that aren't even there.
Precisely. And that's actually why I selected the code about sorting everything into control, influence, or awareness.
Okay, that makes perfect sense now. What
And
was your distill point?
my distill point was effort outside your control feels productive but produces nothing.
Right, because of the invisible tigers.
Exactly. By actively putting unpredictable elements into an awareness-only bucket, you act as a neurological filter. You're effectively telling your amygdala, hey, it's just the wind, there is no tiger.
And that stops the alarm bells.
It does. It stops the alarms and saves massive amounts of cognitive calories.
That reframing changes everything. You aren't just ignoring problems, you're actively turning off false alarms to save bandwidth, which makes adding these three chosen items to your My Long-Term Code workspace today or an electronic spreadsheet so vital.
Oh, incredibly
You
vital.
are literally writing the new source code for your mental filter.
But simply writing them down once isn't enough to make them stick right. That's why continuing your 3 times a day review ritual today and doing your bedtime question tonight are completely non-negotiable.
Because of how sleep works.
Yeah, during sleep, your brain replays the day's most prominent thoughts to solidify them into permanent habits. You really have to deliberately feed it the right material before you drift off.
Okay, but consider this. We are wrapping up an entire module today. Don't we need something extra to bridge the gap into next week? Because honestly, finishing a heavy module usually just leaves me feeling a bit drained.
Oh, absolutely. That is exactly why you need to append a specific mental hack to the end of tonight's bedtime question.
Okay, what's the hack?
Just tell yourself, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
Wait, really? Just saying out loud that I'm excited actually works.
It does. By telling yourself you are excited for tomorrow, you are intentionally shifting your brain's expectation to anticipate a reward.
Oh, and anticipation triggers dopamine.
Exactly. So instead of waking up feeling fatigued from the previous week, you literally wake up with a neurochemical head start, primed to tackle new information.
That is brilliant. You're hijacking your own reward system to build momentum. So, to you listening, congratulations on finishing week 13. Consolidating this much psychological growth is a massive milestone.
It truly is. And since you've primed that dopamine system, let's look at where those new neural pathways are heading in week 14.
Yes, next week's law.
Right. You will be exploring law 14, which is money is like sand. Holding it tightly will result in losing most of it. Holding it loosely is the way to abundance.
Man, I am highly anticipating unpacking that one. But before we leave you to your day 7 reflection, let's think back to that idea of freeing up cognitive RAM.
Which brings up a really important question for you to mull over tonight.
What's that?
If your brain physically rewires itself based on what you focus on, what structural changes are you initiating tonight simply by choosing what you will finally let go of?